Hello, hello, hello. It's another week of Unpopular Opinions. Today is episode 7. You got your girls Jay and Kai, but as you can see, we are missing our brother Tony. OG Tony is out today. He is out to the due to a loss of his best friend and brother, Saeed Muhammad. If you know Saeed, you know that he was a overall just great soul, loving spirit, nothing but positive vibes and full of energy, always there for his friends, being supportive. Saeed, loved ones and friends and family lost him over the weekend, or also the past few days, in a car crash. This is a very sad situation. Saeed was only 25 years old, and heaven just couldn't wait for him, so God called him home. And Tony is out due to the loss of his brother. And for Saeed, we wanted to show respect to you, your family, your loved ones, let you know that we are praying for you all to gain strength and understanding. And on the behalf of you, Saeed, to honor you on our show, we are going to now take a moment of silence. And now we'll go into our hot topics. Want to give a shout out to the justice system. Y'all finally doing something right for black people.
Finally doing it right.
Y'all finally getting it right. Finally getting it right. White cop Michael Slager sentenced to 20 years for murdering Walter Scott. If you don't know about this story, Walter Scott was running from the cop. He was fleeing. Don't get me wrong. He was fleeing. However, he was shot 8 times in the back.
And the officer lied about that.
The officer lied about it.
And they ran back the video.
Killed the man. Ran that video footage back because it got caught. Wasn't somebody like with their camera phone recording what happened?
So.
They saw it happening. Recorded what happened with their phone. And, you know, shot and killed the man from... Not from my understanding, wasn't it one of those situations where he was saying that he was fearful for his life and he was trying to protect himself or some shit like that?
Walter Scott was actually unarmed.
Yeah, he was unarmed. So, and I'm saying the police was trying to say that.
Oh, yeah. They all say
You know, he was fearful for his life, so that's why he had to kill the man. But the man was running away from him because he was fearful of his life.
That was taken from him.
That was taken from him. So we want to applaud the justice system for doing what they need to do, because, you know, not a lot of times black people, we don't win in this. A lot of times. And y'all finally getting the shit right. Y'all finally are getting the shit right. And other news, it looks like documentaries are coming out the woodworks.
Oh, yeah.
R. Kelly, Surviving R. Kelly documentary done set the tone. But now Sundance will be created a documentary on Michael Jackson.
And this is all about his little escapades in Neverland.
His escapades in Never Ever Land, Never Forever. Never should have did whatever. I don't know.
He never wanted parents in there.
Never wanted parents. That's what they're claiming. That's what they're claiming. I don't know the truth behind this. All I know is all the allegations that were brought up on the King Pop, saying that he was touching little boys and allowing them to sleep in his bed. And this is another one of those things to where I blame the parents. I must say, you letting, I don't give a damn if it's Michael Jackson, Freddie Jackson, Janet Jackson, Tito, whoever. The famous Jet Jackson. I don't give a damn who it is. You don't let your child spend the night with a strange adult.
Yeah. Celebrity or not, you don't know them. They're human too.
Some of you motherfuckers can't be trusted with your own kids.
I don't know.
And you're allowing them to be with a stranger? Like, you know, at a slumber party? I mean,
and you don't even know who's in attendance.
If something can go wrong, it's going to go wrong. And that's all I can say. I can't take up for Michael Jackson, just like I really can't do much to take up for R. Kelly. All I ever go by is what can be proven in court. there's things I always have my side to where I think that there are things that are wrong. Just like I don't believe that Michael Jackson should have been having kids spend the night at his house for that simple reason. You have to protect you, especially when you're a celebrity. You know, you got a big bank account. You know, people gonna be after your money. So whether we
greed is coming.
Exactly. Whether we know that people are making these accusations because they want money from Michael, or whether we know this stuff actually happened. The shit just fucking weird that you a grown man and you want these little boys, little kids, period, spending the night at your house. I don't give a damn how you want to say you were mentally affected by not having a childhood. I don't give a damn. I will argue with a person all day. You cannot tell me that having 12 brothers and sisters, you ain't have a fucking childhood. And just because you were ungrateful and said that you couldn't go outside and play with the other kids, I'm sure it was kids that wanted your life because you were exposed to shit that those kids couldn't. You were able to travel and, you know, do all these amazing things that other kids would have been grateful for. So we can make that argument all the time because I'm sure that he's a lot of people's fave.
That's why I say it's a lot of times they bring up the past, but those are not excuses.
Those aren't excuses.
You can't excuse your behavior. It's just an explanation for why you fucked up. So that being said,
just like
we got to call Macaulay Culkin because he was one of those play dates and asking what the hell happened.
And, you know, it's just a sad situation. And I just don't want people to be biased just because of the fact that it's Michael Jackson, because y'all were jumping on the bandwagon to humiliate and attack R. Kelly. Now, let's do the same for Michael Jackson, because there's people out there that maybe feel like that they need to get this out.
Their story
should be told. And it's only right. You did it to R. Kelly, shit. Do it to everybody finna get.
Ain't nobody safe.
Nobody safe no more. And speaking of nobody safe, Me Too, goddamn it, he was a Q. Hashtag Me Too, he was a Q.
Q dogs. Y'all had to see it coming.
Bruh.
Y'all had to see it coming.
I knew they seen it coming because I remember being in college at parties. And me, I thought the shit was funny doing all the barking. And, you know, they're just pretty much known as being overly sexy.
Yes.
With the barking and the... They used to pick up girls.
The touching, the feeling, the caressing without the consent.
Without the consent, you'll be dancing on your own business. And you know you done flew up in the air because a cute done picked you up and put you on their face.
Right.
They made you sit on their face and some shit like that. So.
Women out here in college, to be specific, or breaking their silence. Alleging that the cute dogs have sexually abused them. It's not one woman. It's not two. There are tons.
There are multiple women. And I'm just, this is just a sad situation because I'm just like, damn, I remember, you know, it just being all fun and funny. Yeah. At least to me, it was funny. I never got picked up or scooped up or whatever. Because I used to be like, don't come to me with the bullshit. Especially when I would see them coming in the strut line. Don't come to me with the bullshit.
They'll bite your ass anything.
But there will be some girls that be trying to get noticeable and get close to that cute strut line just so they can get scooped up.
Mm-hmm.
I knew to move the fuck out the way. So, that was me. And I'm not saying everybody got to be like Jay.
Right. Because some of them young and naive.
When Jay started hearing that, like this motherfucking barking, Jay got the fuck out the way.
You heard them. You saw them. They were coming.
They never came quiet. They never tiptoed.
Ever. They came see their ass with the glitter in the dark.
Like some rock walls.
Yes.
So yes, I got the fuck out the way. Girls would get in the way of the line just so they could actually get scooped up because this shit was fun or funny to them and they liked it. Whatever, whatever. So my thing is, we gotta protect ourselves. Guys, fellas, I wanna be on your side. I do. Protect you. And you know what? I'm sure other fraternities will be exposed.
Oh, yeah.
Kappa, Alphas, whoever will be exposed. Because I knew shit that I would hear that Kappas would do to other women. I remember when I was in college, they had like this, the Kappas threw like, and they had a Kappa house, they threw like this sweetheart thing that was supposed to, you know, cater to women. And friend who went, and she told me she felt very uncomfortable. She said that she felt like they were filling her up, you know, like feeling all over her and stuff like that. They were supposed to be, you know, give like a little massages for, you know, I guess your shoulders and your hands. She said, but they were going a little bit too close to her crotch, to her, you know, her thigh area, to her crotch. And she was having to, you know, move people's hands, and they was whispering in her ear, licking her neck, stuff like that that made her feel uncomfortable. And, you know, she was in a nice way trying to let them know, like, you know, please stop, chill, you know, because you were blindfolded.
Oh.
You were blindfolded when you walked through the house. She told me that they would feed you strawberries and grapes or something, and you could drink some, I think, you know, wine, whatever beverage they had for you. And she said that, you know, it was supposed to be, you know, they give you a massage or whatever.
Was it anybody show up?
You had to pay and get a ticket.
Oh, okay.
And I remember them promoting this. You had to pay and get a ticket. But she said that she didn't like it because they were getting too touchy-feely with her.
Yeah.
And she said,
and I could see that with a massage.
One asked her, could they give her a breast massage? And she was just like, no, please don't touch my breast. And they didn't touch her breast. She said, however, those who were doing a leg massage, they started her calf muscles, which she was okay with, but they worked their way up her thigh. It was trying to get close to her crotch. And she kept wiping the hand, but whoever the guy is, she don't know who it is because she was blindfolded. Kept on trying to get a feel. She had jeans on, but he kept trying to get a feel. And she's a curvy girl. Video vixen built. Or at least at the time. I don't know how she built now. But I remember her talking about that. And she said, I'll never do that again. Because that was really, like, to me, they some perverts. And they're just trying to get a feel on women. And she didn't like it. Because she said God was licking on her neck. And she was just like, please, you know, sir, don't. You know, especially when so many of the women have been around. You've been licking on everybody's neck. All these dirty necks coming up in there. And you licking necks. That's how I look at that shit. You a dirty neck looker. People went out there sweating, oils and grease and shit.
Yeah, but
your ass
then too, your hands done touched everything that done laid there. So, I mean, like you said, Jay, protect yourself.
Protect yourself, man.
You got to protect yourself. If you know that it could be taken out of context, don't do the shit. Even if y'all known for doing it, that don't make it right.
It's a new day and age.
It's a sensitive day and age.
It's a sensitive day and age. And I know a lot of times y'all mean well and your intentions are great and it's just all fun and games, but
it ain't funny to everybody.
It ain't funny to everybody. And people are really out to out you on their safety and security for themselves.
Right. But then too, you never know somebody's story. So it could have been some, you know that you could trigger them.
You
could trigger them.
That shit right there so deep. You could trigger some shit that done happened to somebody in the past.
Gotta be careful.
So you just gotta be more careful. And gotta be more aware of what you're doing. Don't even drink too much to where you get too loose to do that shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In other news, happy news. Coming to America 2 and Bad Boys 3.
I'm waiting. I'm ready.
It's in the works. Bad Boys 3, I already just started filming it. Literally just started filming them. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, one of the best two people to ever.
One of my favorite duos in comedy.
Work together in comedy and film is hitting that hole with a Bad Boys 3. Like, if you could top Bad Boys 2, because Bad Boys 1 was good, Bad Boys 2 was a whole another level good. Now, if you get a 3, and I heard we're supposed to also get a 4, like,
I'm ready, I'm waiting. I got my card on file because I'm going to see that shit.
And see, we've been knew that they were gonna do a Bad Boys, you know, 3 and 4.
Yeah, because they've been hyping it up for a little while.
Yeah, they have.
But Coming to America,
to America 2.
Y'all been in America. What this finna be about?
Lisa.
Oh girl, it was time.
King Jumping Joe Fire. Oh my god.
McDowell's.
Are they gonna have kids? Like, did they divorce? Like, I hope they didn't divorce. Like,
well, they are in America,
you know. Like, but see, they came and went back. Remember, she went back to marry him in Africa.
Okay,
wherever they were, she went back to
Zamunda.
Marry him. Zamunda, King of Zamunda. You're right. She went back to marry him in Zamunda. So they coming back to America. So
Arsenio Hall gonna be in it too.
They got all the people. The whole cast still alive. So everybody.
James Earl Jones still alive.
Everybody gotta be in it. Can't nobody die like between now and the
making of
the
movie. Me.
Nobody can die. Okay, don't y'all die. We gotta have this shit like into play. And we want the same cast. We don't want no substitutes. Nobody. Oh, no. No, we want the same cast. Nobody different. It's unnegotiable. It's not up for discussion or debate. Okay?
You still need Soul Glow, McDowell's.
They mean, I've been using Soul Glow in 2019.
Let's just. The pastor got to show back
they
up.
They better be using Shea Moisture, not no stem Soul Glow in the
Soul Glow. It is what it is.
They use curls, they got all these natural hair products. They better not be using no Soul Glow for that activator that they had next to the Jerry Curl. Whew. Another note.
I'm ready.
Shout out to the Princess of Prison Reform. They call her
Kim K.
AKA Kim Kardashian. She ain't no motherfucking sex tape.
Vixen no more.
Y'all got her all the way fucked up. She getting motherfuckers out of prison.
They said her mailbox is swarming with letters from prisoners asking because her and her legal team worked their case so that they could get put out of jail.
Some respect on her name.
The ain't princess, no more sex tapes with Ray J.
The Princess of Prison Reform. Now, my only thing I got to say about this is Jay-Z and Beyonce been doing the shit. Now they've been doing it in private. They've been doing it behind the scenes because the callers don't need recognition for the shit they do.
Shout but this 2019, them. So you know everybody want to be seen and get their recognition.
But you know Kim K, she's the media whore. And she likes to let it be known what she's doing so she can get her credit. Because she said, y'all go accept her in the black community.
Because she didn't get no credit for saying that she was Kiki from Drake. Kiki, do you love me?
So that bitch wasn't Kiki.
She wasn't Kiki. We don't know who Kiki really is, but it wasn't her.
I believe that was Kaya, Kiki Y.
It could have been my mama. Cousin Kiki. That whole cute. It could have been anybody.
But it wasn't got there Kim Kardashian. Who the fuck calls her Kiki?
I know. That's KK, if anything. So, whatever.
No, the bitch is Kim. Sorry, I had to sip on that.
Kimberly? Kim. Kimberly West.
She's Kim, but now she is the Princess of Prison Reform. So PPRF. That's your name. PPRF. Hashtag PPRF.
With Kim the husband who is going to go back to performing with his Make America Great Again hat on. I don't know what that's all about. I don't even want to know what that's all about, but.
He better stop because they're going to stop letting motherfucking prisons out.
Well, she had to do was show up in the White House with Donald Trump. So now they on him popping.
Maybe he got a crush on him.
Kanye got a crush on Donald Trump? That's what you said?
No, maybe he got a crush on Kim.
Donald Trump. Well, he might.
Maybe he'd be like, he's weak to her. You know, maybe so he's just like, okay.
But like, Kim ain't saying nothing bad because, you know, I'll be doing shit. And I might need you one day.
Fuck, it works. Works, so we ain't gonna say nothing bad because you might have to get Kai out of prison.
Have to.
Last but not least, shout out to Bishop John Gray for cheating on his wife.
Shout out to him for that.
We're not happy he cheated on his wife by far, but guess what? That bitch said that was nothing but the devil.
Nothing but the devil. 2018 was a trying time in his life. He said the devil. Had him by his coattail. Had him cheating on his wife.
She said that.
And had him contemplating suicide.
That was the motherfucking devil that made my man cheat. Or in that bitch. That's what she said. The devil was in the hole.
And that a strange woman.
That's who the devil was. Now, sis, your man cheated because he wanted to cheat. That's why he did. But he backed out and got you a live-ass car.
What was that, a Lamborghini?
A Lamborghini. And I know somebody told me the future said, would you rather cry in a Honda or a Lamborghini? Bitch, I'd rather cry in a Lambo.
I want to wake up in the new Bugatti. I cry in the Bugatti.
Like, we got to be real. I'd rather cry in a foreign car. I'd rather cry. If I have to choose, if it's just one of the two options, I would rather cry in a foreign car. So I ain't going to even lie and stunt like
200,000.
A Honda
But to be honest, that's a damn investment.
That's an investment. That's why I would cry.
My investment.
I'm gonna cry in the Lamborghini, and I'm gonna, I can go sell the bitch.
Yeah.
All this fails. But we can't be blaming stuff on the devil, sis. Like, you know, it's a difference between when it is the devil and when it is
you.
You.
Yeah, you.
I ain't seen nobody ever being possessed. I haven't seen nobody being possessed. Now, I've seen people being taken.
No pussy possess nobody. I'm sorry.
I've seen people being taken by the Holy Spirit, and you know they shout in church and stuff like that. But I ain't never seen a motherfucker actually possessed, demon possessed, to where the devil got into them, made them do some shit. Now,
I mean, it ain't even that to me because I ain't never seen nobody just straight up possessed either, but. If you're going to be possessed, why would you just be possessed and cheat? Why you ain't going to be possessed and go killing and robbing banks and doing some real demonic shit? You just going to go do some pussy and fall in.
Do some real demonic shit. Like, that's what
like biting faces off and shit. Like, make a motherfucker car crash.
When motherfuckers be, what they smoke that embalming fluid or whatever they be doing, the wet.
That bath salt make you eat faces off.
Whatever, yeah.
That type of possession.
That's possession
shit.
To me. That's some shit that you get in a whole nother state of mind and you just get to doing crazy shit. You don't go willingly take your ass with a bitch and go and sleep with, you know, another woman and go step outside your marriage.
Yeah.
That was all you, brother.
That was you. I'm sorry.
That was all you. But all this to me, this tie into social media and just everyday life has become influential by reality TV.
Yes.
I don't even know if my fiance noticed, but I have stopped watching reality TV.
And I don't really watch it either because it don't even make sense. And then it's so scripted. It's like we know what the fuck finna come next because it's
that's
dumb.
Why I stopped watching it. Reality TV ain't been good to me since the baddest pool of Jocelyn Hernandez has been on there. That, like, I think she's the last of the reality dying breed because the shit was so real to sis. And you could tell that she was so passionate and it was so real.
And I think about my own reality, and my reality is not so coincidental as everything we see on TV. They right. already know that they gonna meet up for this shit and that. I don't live like that. My shit just happened.
Like, in reality, motherfuckers try to stay out the way for motherfuckers they don't like.
Right.
It ain't got nothing to do with, oh, I'm afraid you're going to fight me or no shit like that. We just grown and ain't nobody got time for the bullshit. So.
And we ain't apologizing the way that they apologize on reality TV.
Yes. I come on. And even if we are in the same vicinity, I come out, hey, everybody, and I turn my ass. I don't come sit at the table and stare at a bitch.
Until the first thing I just want to say to you, no, it ain't even like that. It just is what it is in reality.
All of it is just so fake to me. From the Love and Hip Hop, all the Love and Hip Hops. Mm-hmm. From the fucking Housewives of Atlanta.
You could have saved a lot of them Love and Hip Hop.
Like, the Housewives of Atlanta. I used to love Housewives of Atlanta. But it's just getting so fake too. And like, when it first started, it was so live to me.
When Lisa was on there,
I always been a fan of Nene.
Yeah.
Crazy or not, I always been a fan of Nene. I was a fan of Phaedra.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because she ain't on Housewives of Atlanta, and I've heard that it's just very, like, obvious that she's not there. She's one of those characters that, even though she did what she did with Candy, she was somebody that couldn't be replaced.
Yeah.
And it's just so scripted.
It's certain storylines that are needed to keep the hype going.
It's certain storylines that you need.
And some people, they just, that drama is unnecessary and it's unneeded. So it's like.
Because you'd be like, girl, what the fuck is you mad for?
Yeah. Like, and that'll stop people from viewing just because it's boring. Like, everything ain't good TV. Some of that shit is boring. And reality TV has become boring.
It become boring because people fighting over nothing.
And
it's like, this what you really... And I feel like these people are starting to really just exploit themselves to get a damn check. Y'all having babies by any motherfuckers. Y'all just marrying just to get married. You like releasing sex tape. Y'all doing all kind of crazy shit.
Showing dicks. Shout out to Safari.
What do you think about him and Erica Mena getting engaged?
Oh, they together? But was she engaged to Bow Wow?
They're engaged.
Damn, everybody leave Bow Wow and go to the next level.
She, her and Bow Wow been broke up for about 2 years now.
Maybe I know, but I'm just saying the engagement. When they engaged.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, Hot Mess Express. I don't know.
What do you think about Safari?
I don't think Safari can do nothing for her musical career if she think that's what's going to happen. If they love each other, fine. If they together like that, fine. Do what you do. She a pretty girl.
I stalked their Instagrams, and you know what? I'm actually, for some reason, I'm here for it. They look cute to me.
I'm about to say it. I mean, I just said she's pretty. I mean, you know.
Safari fan. Safari comes off to me as this real respectable
clown.
Guy.
He a respectable guy. Clown.
I'm like, guys, play the clown.
No, because he is goofy as fuck.
He is.
But he give you that lame that you like.
That lame. There you go.
So that's what I see Safari as. I'm a fan too, you know. He was wrong for not admitting or denying that whole whatever the situation is was with that Lyrica girl.
Oh, but look what?
Yeah, that's what they were saying. Now I know I just kept seeing where they was changing Ray J hat on these different.
Oh, y'all saw them.
But yeah, it was all around that stuff. So I mean, so do or you don't.
You think he did or you think he didn't?
I mean, she married, so I don't think that they would necessarily admit to it. But I don't know. They was doing something. That was texting. I think they was texting because but I don't think that they. But I don't know either. And I really didn't watch the show like that. So
I saw a clip on Facebook where.
Cause that's where I got my news.
Yeah,
Facebook.
Cause I don't watch the show. They show enough clip or the good clips. I just watch the clip. Facebook showed a clip where A1 was going through her phone or something, and she had out of text message deleted.
Uh huh.
So to me, that was suspect.
Yeah, but if everybody's saying he got a big dick and she said he had one too, then
how you know?
I forgot. Show us again.
It's like how you know? How you know that he got one?
I mean, you
as a married woman, you shouldn't even be trying to see it.
If he your friend, you should.
And if you see it, you should. You let it go to.
You shouldn't be talking about it.
If you seen it on the picture,
you got.
I'm not saying seen it in person. If she seen it on the picture by accident because the shit did leak or whatever, you should. Keep scrolling, and if you seen it, you don't ever tell nobody that you saw it. People ask you, did you see Safari? Girl. Don't show me that either.
You just keep it moving.
Keep your thoughts in your head. Save yourself, sis. So, I don't know.
I don't either. Maybe I shouldn't speak because I need to look at it, but I ain't look at it. It is what it is.
I didn't see it.
Him and Erica Mena are together for love, then great. Because like I said, they some nice looking people.
Mm-hmm.
Do your damn thing. But if it's about music, please.
They have cute kids.
End it now.
Music, I think Erica Mena's music career has been over before it started because she's not a musician. She is a beautiful girl, so she can model.
She could be in the video.
Video mixing like she was before. And reality TV, that's all you try acting, but singing now.
Just acting like
BET
acting like
BET TV1, man, she could do some new.
She could. What I'm saying, I'm not saying she can't.
I didn't say that she could get an Oscar.
No, like she too emotional for that type of stuff. But she the pop off queen. You got to chill and let good things happen.
Last time I checked on her, she's trying to change.
That's good. If you changing, shout out to you. But from what I seen and remember, because you know that's what everybody gonna cap on. Those thoughts.
You gotta give people a chance.
You got it. Yeah.
I think she could do good with acting.
And he might be good for her.
He may be good for her because he's very mellow.
Yeah, and you see, he ain't always looking for attention and stuff like that.
He not. He just be chilling. That's why I like about Safari. I like that about Safari. Do you think this is an upgrade from Nicki Minaj?
With Erica Mena?
Yeah.
Upgrade in what sense?
Well, how do you want to put it?
I mean, if you want your relationship to be a relationship, then maybe.
Then maybe.
Yeah, because, I mean, Nicki Minaj got one of those lives that's going to be put out there.
I don't think she is as controlling as Nicki Minaj.
Oh, no, because She's not Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj don't have to have a lot that's put after it because Beyonce and Jay-Z are much farther along than Nicki Minaj.
True, Nicki, but this Nicki that we seeing lately with this behavior, that's a life that's being put
it's,
after.
It's asking for attention.
Yeah, so no. And what I mean by if it wants it to be a relationship, then them two together just doing their own thing, then yeah, y'all pictures gonna be bum as fuck because y'all two good looking people, you know, and y'all just do what y'all do. As far as him coming up or something like that, no.
Well, no, I'm not talking about him looking for a come up.
I know he's not looking for a come up, but I'm just saying if it's like you looking at it in that aspect, like what they got, no.
He just bought his first crib, and it was a nice crib. He posted it all on Instagram. I think he's doing good for himself to have his own brand. He quickly made his own brand. That's what I respect about Safari. Now, do you think Nicki Minaj has come up from Safari to who she's dating now? If y'all don't know who Nicki Minaj is dating, she's dating her, I want to say, first ex-boyfriend before Safari. What the fuck are you laughing at? She dated her first ex-boyfriend, who was allegedly, wasn't he just like a sex offender or some shit too?
Some crazy shit.
And he some too. I don't know the full story behind it because she argued or defended him on his behalf and was just like, he was 17 and the girl was just like 16 or some shit. But to me, if that's the case, I don't think they'll make you a sex offender if that's the case. Because they got rules to that shit. But that's neither here nor there. It ain't none of my business. But do you think she done came up or she helping a broke nigga come up?
It don't look like
do she need a moment of silence for that?
She was. No.
Because that shit sad. Do we need a moment of silence for that?
No, we don't. We gonna move right past that. No, I don't think that she looks as happy as she was.
But she be faking it for the motherfucking media.
I mean, you can do what you do.
Sis
but
be faking it. And to me, that's how... Because the thing is, I did not like how she made Safari stay in the background for all these years. And remember, when she first came out, she was promoting that she was a lesbian. And all this time, she was in a relationship with Safari. But then after you break up with Safari, Meek Mill all over your page. Then Nas, you dated him, he all over your page. Now this other felon come big, sex offender. Yeah, he was a shadow. But yeah, now this other felon come big, sex offender. You got him all over your page and shit.
Maybe it was a part of her growing and understanding, you know, because some people do think private is, you know, like hidden. So maybe that was what she was going through with Safari.
I mean, and Safari was around, but he was like, where's Waldo? And like her music videos and shit.
Yeah, like, but I mean, I don't know. And I mean, Meek Mills, that was one of the really she could get.
We need to call him Meek Mills. He Meek Mill.
Whatever. We from Texas. We put a motherfucking S on whatever the fuck we want. Put an S on.
S in the er, in the her, in the der.
Shit. He know he big meals to America.
To the South.
To the South. Shout out to the South. Who speak what the fuck we want to speak.
We got our own lingo. And it's correct English.
It sure is.
It's proper English. So know that.
But I don't know. It is what it is.
Did she come up? If you were rich like that, would you date or you try to date up, equal, or somebody you already messed with before?
But see, I can't even answer that question because for one, I'm broke as fuck. But for two, it's like what I be seeing is a lot of times when they date up, they don't be looking like happy. I ain't gonna speak on your beloved Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Don't you dare.
That is what it is. But, like, me, myself, like, in my own dating, I have been, like, happier with the guys who didn't really, you know, have it like that. They could offer you more spiritually and y'all have a good time other than somebody trying to buy your attention. So, I mean, if I had my own money, then wouldn't nobody be trying to buy shit, no kind of attention for me because they know I could do it myself. So, I don't know. Because I ain't never been rich. Now, somebody come make me fucking rich, I can answer the question. Putting that in the universe.
Me, if it was me, I think Now, if it was, let's say, me and Ron situation, we have kids and shit, and let's say we broke up and whatever, and I got filthy rich or whatever, I would date him over again. Anybody before him, fuck no.
Hell yeah. It's only one
ex
that I ever took back, and I called him
back. It'd be him, or I date up.
Yeah.
I date up. I date somebody with a salary that's double mine or some shit.
But that's probably because that's where your love lies with him.
Or equal. Let me say equal. Because it's like, if I got a certain amount of money, it's like, okay, I ain't trying to bring no motherfucker up. I ain't super saver hoe.
Yeah, I mean, so you I don't want to lead that. But I think that's the problem. Like, nobody knows who for real when you got it like that.
Now, if I could find somebody, let's say, and this we talking about celebrities. If I could find somebody who would love me for me and don't know, let's say, if I'm a celebrity or this big name, they don't know that I'm that, then I could give it a chance. Yeah. But if you already know who the fuck I am, I don't know if you're there for love, money, popularity, what? Because Karrueche and Chris Brown, like, man. I still don't care for her to this day. I don't give a damn. He sucked the shit out of her, kicked her in the forehead. I don't care. I just really don't. Sorry if that's your fave. I just don't.
I don't think she's nobody's fave. I'm sorry.
Only because I felt that, like, she tried to go along with this whole, oh, he was harassing me and stalking me and shit. Like, to get her name boosted. Like, okay, girl, you got you a little modeling career. You got you a little, what?
Didn't she even get a nigga career who had more money? Like, bye. Leave Chris Brown alone.
Bye.
So he can find one of us regular people.
Do he even like black bitches anymore?
I don't know.
Speaking of Chris Brown, that Undecided video, I really, really like. Have you seen Undecided video? I can't even think of an old girl name from Empire, but she's in the video with him dancing.
Which girl from Empire?
I don't even know which girl from Empire. The one that dated
Andre?
Nah.
Oh, Andre.
The
Hakeem?
Baby boy, Hakeem.
The Tiana girl?
Yeah. Okay. Empire. I forgot her real name.
I know who she is.
But she is in the video with him dancing. And you know, they actually like a cute couple. Like, I hope Chris Brown, they make that a thing because they look cute. Now, don't get me wrong, she look like a clone Rihanna. She give me that kind of vibe. But they actually make a cute couple.
A brown Rihanna. Browner.
Yeah, Rihanna. Brown Rihanna. Rihanna on her brown side.
Yeah, that's why I said browner. Yeah, she's a little darker.
A little darker. But yeah, they make a cute little couple. And I was just like, okay, come on, Chris Brown. Get back to talking to black girls. Leave these mixed Asian, Hispanic, whatever chicks alone. Like, come on, that's a sign of me.
We ready and we waiting.
Ready and waiting. Come on, Chris. That was cute to me.
What you doing, Chris?
But I didn't like how Karrueche did Chris Brown. And I mean, I ain't saying that he
didn't do nothing.
Didn't do nothing.
Shit, you heard about Rihanna before you got with him.
Fuck. Wasn't she like a side bitch to Brie?
Who knows?
I know they was going at it on Twitter.
Who knows?
I know they was going at it on Twitter at one point in time. Because I was really lurking. I saw the shit.
This was in your lurk days.
That was my lurk days. And I saw they was having a little Twitter beef and shit. And I was in college still, if I'm not mistaken, when this was going on. But it's like, he was with an even bigger star.
Yeah, he was
with
Chris Brown, a star.
Chris Brown, a star, but she's like, it's like it was like the perfect Bobby and Whitney comparison, because yeah. Whitney was a bigger star and
so
Bobby.
Can they
was a star.
Make it like that? I mean,
they were young.
Do you think Rihanna that it'll become a jealousy thing if one was to fall off and all of that? Because I think it's hard for one to be with somebody who is like not meeting you financially, because that'll ruin the relationship if she make way more or whatever, because we was talking about Nikki and Dame Dam. But then when you got somebody who on the same status as you, it's like, what happened if you put out an album and your album don't do good, mine do? Then what?
Oh shit, like, that's some Jay-Z and Beyonce. They need to sit down and talk to us about that, because we need them
they
on the
ain't
show.
Gonna sit down and talk to us.
You don't know. I'm close with them.
Okay.
But she, like, that's just some shit they need to school us on. Like, if not us, just younger celebrity couples in general.
Younger couples, period, because how the world works, it's like,
because they learn how to make it.
Everybody not matched.
They learn how to make it to with Beyonce being an even bigger star and surpassing Jay-Z. And then them even meeting each other and making a fucking album together. So it's like, we both fit a kid.
That's smart.
That's fucking smart.
That's smart.
That's smart. Like, I'm for real. They need to school some folks. Because even like you got Cardi B and Offset, another celebrity couple. It's a lot of celebrity couples out here with two hot people in it.
I done dated somebody who we basically did the same thing. And the first thing that was said once, you know, I got on with what we were doing was, don't think that I ain't gonna like doing what I've been doing just because you make more money than me. And I'm like, I ain't never said shit about no money. At all. Never, not one damn word about no dollar.
But see, it's always a men thing, like, to me, that men always bring it up first. And when you speak on it, they feel like you're throwing it in their face that you're making more money than them. And it's just like, nah, nigga, you brought it up first.
I know. You know, like, I didn't say nothing. Like, of course I want you to keep doing what you do for me, providing for me.
Right.
My money is my money with you. So why would I even say something because I make more now? Like, I never spoke on it. So
I don't feel like money make you less of a man. No. It don't make you less of a man just because you
being a man or not being a man makes you less of a man. Because like, it's
what type
shit.
Of father figure are you? What type of protector are you?
Yeah.
Like, you can provide, and just because you don't make more money than me, you can provide still.
It's just who you are, because you can provide for somebody and they can still feel like they're alone in everything that y'all do. So, exactly. It's just who you are.
Exactly. So it's just one of those things.
Where is
that
OG? We need to talk to him about this.
Where's OG? We really need.
We miss you, Tony.
We for real. We need your perspective on this, because it's really hard to get in the mind of a man. Y'all say women are hard to figure out. Oh
shit,
bullshit.
We easy. Do what we say when we say it. No problem.
It's so simple. Do what I say. When I tell you to do it. At the time, I tell you to do it.
They talking about we can't figure women out because y'all don't fucking listen. Because y'all just told you what we wanted.
That is the exact, like, when I tell you what I want you to do, do it.
Right then.
End of discussion.
Don't bullshit me, don't wait.
If I say, baby, I'm hungry right now. Feed me right now. Don't wait till hour later.
When y'all want something.
Baby, can I take the trash
don't
out?
Don't do it.
Don't make me keep on repeating myself, take the trash out. Like, it's shit like that. And I know I'm not your mother. But damn,
you creating a monster.
Let's pick our battles. Let's pick our battles. Women, we are impatient. We're impatient people. At least I know I am. Let me not speak for women. Let me just say Jasmine's impatient.
I'm impatient too.
Jay is impatient. She impatient as fuck. And
don't be mad when I go do it myself. It's because I already told you. I already told you. So now I done got off my ass because you didn't get off yours. So it is what it
is. That's me. That's me. I just do the shit myself. Remember, yep. I was wrong. You didn't do it fast enough.
Yeah.
And that's me. You didn't do it fast enough. I want it done now. It was bothering me that much. I really think I have an OCD that was I never, you know, went to the doctor for, because shit really be bothering me. Especially when it comes to, Ron said I like uniform. I do like uniform. I think I like color code, stuff to be, you know, color coordinated. I like dress codes. I like stuff like that. I really enjoy. It tickles my fancy. Like, it woos me. Like, even in the closet, I used to have my hangers set up in a way where I had certain things on this color, certain things on this color. And when I had the twins, Ryan took up, I was pregnant with them when I had them, he took over a lot of the house duties because I wasn't able to do them. She just got all discombobulated. So I was looking at Stephen's closet last night, and I'm just like, ugh. He got pants over here, shirts over here. This is supposed to be an outfit. This got pants to go with it. These pants got a shirt to go with it.
That's how
I was just upstairs acting a fool by my damn self. And I did. I made sure I did it long enough so when I came down that I'd be okay.
Okay. I feel that. That's me all day, every day.
And I was praying, like, please don't let them, one of them call my name because I'm going to fucking turn to the Hulk. I'm turning to the fucking Hulk. If they call my name right now while I'm acting a fool by myself. But I was really upset with Steven. I said, I got to come up here and just rearrange and fix everything. And don't get me wrong, he did his best because to him, he just hung up the clothes and that was that. With me, I'm just like, no, this is the outfit. This goes to the shirt. Because I just like to be able to go in and just
pick it up.
Pull it.
Yep.
And just pull it. That's how I used to. I've always done my stuff like that as a kid. Like, in my room, my closet was organized to wear, okay, outfit. All I do is pick which outfit I wanted to wear. So all I do is just go pull the hanger in.
I'm even like that when I grocery shop. I know what I'm going to get. Mm-hmm. I put it all together. When it's time to check out, I organize as I'm checking out. Mm-hmm. And when you sack my shit wrong, I got a problem with it.
And I organize it for you to sack. That's the thing. I organize it so because I know how you
sack. I went grocery shopping this morning. And she was like, I like the way you think. This really helps the cashier. I'm like, no, you just understand me.
You understand.
Don't put that shit together because you know wet shit and dry shit don't go together. That go in the refrigerator, that go in the pantry. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ma'am.
Some people don't even really know how to grocery shop. Oh, it's pet peeve for me when we go into the grocery store, and if Ryan goes to the frozen section first, and I know we got to go get a whole lot of other groceries, I'm just like, the shit gonna melt. Go to the canned section first, the chips, the juice, go to all that first, go to the frozen section, and dairy or whatever is refrigerated, go there last.
Right.
You don't go there first.
Right.
Come on now.
Get it up with. It's still solid when we leave.
It's still solid when we leave, and I get it to, it ain't all soft. No.
That's knowledge, man. We telling y'all what we want. Just listen.
Guys I've learned are not, they're in the moment.
Yeah.
Women, we think 10 steps ahead.
They're impulsive.
We stay ready so we can get ready. Like, seriously. Let me check my, I'm going to check this. Let me show y'all how messy I am. I'm messy in the hole. Our old friend of mine, of me and Ryan. We was conversating in our, and yes, conversate is a word in the Black Urban Dictionary, or conversing. We were conversing in a Instagram DM, and so he commented on my baby post in my DM, inbox, whatever, talking about how bald-headed she is. Or whatever. So I was like, laughing like, yeah, she is bald headed. You know, my kid's bald headed or whatever. But I'm, you know, I'm taking my time because they I'm have two heads to comb. So we just had a conversation about that. He was just like, yeah, my baby was like that. And so he, you know, sent me some pictures of his baby being bald headed. So I'm just like, laugh. And so I said, so when you gonna propose? Why that nigga ain't even responded? But I done seen it say. He ain't even responding. I said, you ready to propose? I mean, he like, she a hoe. But that's funny to me because I know good and damn well he ain't finna propose no time soon. But all of her friends around her are either engaged or married. So I'm really being funny. And I shouldn't even did that. But y'all know sometimes I just can't help being a ho-ho. And it is what it is. It is what it is. But that's funny to me because I just checked it. And I thought he responded, but it just showed that he said seen. It just said he just seen it, whatever. That's funny to me because he probably is not gonna respond to that, and that's okay.
He don't respond, but he gonna be cussing your ass out
in his head. He ain't gonna cuss me out in the face. Cause we ain't close like that. No more where he can cuss me out in the face or in the DM. He might say some shit like, man, stop playing some shit like that. But he might not even say that because he might think I might set him up because he don't know if I still talk to his girlfriend. But we don't talk. We ain't friends no more. And it ain't because of us, but we ain't, you know, I ain't got no beef for her. She ain't got no beef for me, to be honest. We just not friends no more.
But they just outgrew one another.
Not even that. Oh. she rolled with the friend who I did have beef with. She took her side, so yeah, that's how it happened. But that's just funny to me. I've been being messy. I'm sorry, y'all. My intentions was good, and I mean just put him on a spot like that because he's no good and damn well. I knew the answer, but we gonna wrap it up for today, and we gonna get back to you all next week. Next week we got a surprise for y'all. We really want you to be listening in next week. Please listen in because this some good shit. I keep saying it's good shit. Because
it's food for the soul.
It's food for the soul, for the thought, for the everything, for the credit score, for the income tax return, for the everything. Just listen in so you can just really get this good shit we're going to be giving. We got a special guest in the building next week. And it's going to be putting y'all on some game, especially if you're trying to start a business. I advise you to let this person do your taxes, like all of the above. We're going to hook you up. We trying to help the black community and just, not just say the black community, let's just say we trying to help every motherfucker get their life and get their shit together. If your shit ain't been got, you're going to get it today with unpopular opinions. Whether you like the fuck what we be saying or not, you are going to get knowledge on some shit next week. So please listen in, have your friend listen in, spread the word, spread the tea, just go to our Instagram page or our Facebook page and just repost our shit because we are going to be advertising these young ladies coming in into just really putting us up